Good morning. High pressure continues to dominate the weather picture across interior New York and New England, and with sunshine, temperatures are warming nicely off our morning lows. Readings will continue to climb with low humidity back into the middle to upper 70s for afternoon highs. We'll continue to see that high pressure center keep it dry through the evening. However, as it drifts off the eastern seaboard, some clouds will start to move in later in the day and especially tonight. Eventually, with a warm front approaching from the west, those clouds will lead to showers during the overnight period and early tomorrow morning, with overnight lows back into the upper 50s to around 60. That warm front will only slowly move through the region tomorrow, a good chance of showers through the early morning period, then mostly cloudy skies with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm tomorrow afternoon. High temperatures will be held back into the upper 60s and lower 70s. The front, though, will make its way through and will spend the weekend on the warmer side of it, with high temperatures in the 80s both Saturday and Sunday. In this environment, however, we do run the risk at one or two scattered showers or thunderstorms, but most of the weekend will be dry, although with increased humidity. An area of energy diving into the Great Lakes will then make an approach Sunday night into the day on Monday, and with this energy, showers and thunderstorms will become more numerous on Monday morning and into the afternoon. Highs will be back into the lower 80s. A mix of sun and clouds Tuesday behind this energy back into the upper 70s, and it looks like another chance of showers by next Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from West Texas northeastward into the lower Missouri and Ohio valleys. Scattered severe storms capable of large hail and damaging winds will persist over a narrow zone of West Texas. Widely spaced storms capable of hail and wind are possible through tonight across parts of Oklahoma into southeastern Kansas. To the north, more numerous storms with the wind threat and heavy rain should persist over much of Missouri and southern Illinois. Meanwhile, the National Hurricane Center is monitoring a complex area of low pressure that is expected to form over the northwestern Caribbean Sea and the adjacent Yucatan Peninsula. Conditions appear to be favorable for some development of this system while it moves slowly northwestward toward the southern Gulf of Mexico by early next week. At Mount Washington this morning, 120 miles visibility under mostly cloudy skies and 39 degrees with a west wind at 23 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy skies and 32 degrees. In Albany on the hour, a mix of sun and clouds and 54 degrees, the dew point 44, 69% relative humidity, a north wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.06 inches, and it is rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the mid-70s, Boston sunny and breezy in the lower 70s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy with scattered showers, possibly a thunderstorm, with highs in the mid-70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 79 degrees, the low 58, the average temperature 69, that's 2 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 1.85 inches for the month and 20.76 inches for the year, which is 4.16 inches of precipitation above normal. There were 4 cooling degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 55, that's 18 above normal, and 105 for the season, which is 38 cooling degree days above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 78 degrees, the average low, 57, the record high, 96, set in 1988, and the record low, 42, in 1985. Sunrise this morning was at 5:16 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:35 p.m., 15 hours and 19 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunshine followed by increasing clouds today with highs in the mid-70s, becoming cloudy with showers developing tonight and lows in the mid-50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunshine followed by increasing clouds today with highs in the upper 70s, becoming cloudy with showers developing tonight, lows in the upper 50s. for the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks. Sunshine, followed by increasing and thickening clouds later today and highs in the mid-70s. Cloudy, with showers moving in tonight, lows in the mid-50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, any sunshine will be followed by increasing clouds today with highs in the mid-70s, becoming cloudy with showers moving in tonight, lows in the mid-50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunshine followed by increasing clouds through the afternoon today and highs in the upper 70s. Thickening clouds tonight with showers developing and lows in the upper 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers likely, especially in the morning, a chance of a thunderstorm, lower 70s. A mix of sun and clouds with a scattered shower or thunderstorm both Saturday and Sunday in the lower to mid-80s Saturday, mid to upper 80s on Sunday. Cloudy with showers and storms likely on Monday in the lower 80s. A mix of sun and clouds, lower 80s Tuesday, and partly sunny with a chance of showers Wednesday with highs around 80 degrees. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiano.